Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's such a joy to be here in this morning, and it's such a joy to be here in peace. Hallelujah. Yesterday, I was speaking with one of our brothers. It's an Iranian brother from Iran, but now he's living in Serbia. And he accepted the Lord in Serbia, and he was saying to me this: Nick, if I was in Iran and I was converted to Christianity, I had 3 days to change my opinion, to change my mind. If in 3 days I'll not change my mind, then the government will, according to the law, will take me and will kill me. Wow. Wow. I was thinking about this and I say, such a privilege and such a joy and such a grace to be here in peace. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're going to close this series of messages from the Thessalonians with a message about prayer. So I will read from the 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. I will read verse 10. Night and day praying extendedly that we may see your face and perfect what is lacking in your faith. Amen. We'll speak today about prayer. And how is the best way to start this message about prayer? It's actually starting with a prayer. So we're going to ask the Lord to bless us. And we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to come and to leave His presence in this place. And to speak to our lives and to transform us. Because I always believe that the message of God is not to inform us, but to transform us. Amen. Hallelujah. And I need transformation in my life. And I believe each of us, we need the transformation in our hearts. Amen. Father God, we bless you and we thank you. We ask you, Lord, in this day to come, Lord, and to change our hearts and to fill our hearts with grace. We ask you, Lord, that this message that will be shared in this morning to be a message that will come in our lives, Father, through your word, and to bring revelation and transformation. We thank you, Lord, and we ask you, Lord, through the Holy Spirit, may your anointing to be upon us in this place. May your presence, Father, to be in this place, Lord, bring healing, bring salvation, bring transformation in each of us. In your mighty name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Speaking about prayer from this verse, we'll speak today about facing issues with our prayers in the modern days. A couple of weeks ago, it was a message about the benefit of prayer, about what prayer will do, about how beautiful is that when we pray, we can see results. Now, we're going to speak about issues. And we'll start with the definition that I was praying about it, and I put the words together and create this definition, and then I'll share what's about. So prayer contains information, but they are not just informations given to God. Prayer contains emotions, but they are not just emotion. Prayer is experience with God, the Holy Spirit, rejoicing His presence. We hear many times about prayer. And we hear many people praying and giving to the Lord, hey, let's bring to the Lord our requests. I believe that, and I'm doing that daily. In my life, 12 years ago, it was a moment that God has changed dramatically my understanding of prayer. How was that? I was in the high school, and I find out that somewhere in Bucharest, there is a movement of prayer. I went there, and there were around 200 young people, which they were praying every Friday night, from 10 o'clock in the night until 5 o'clock in the morning. At the beginning, I was thinking, and I say, what these people are speaking to God so many hours? What they are doing all night there? There were some people saying like, hey, some of my friends, you should come and you should see. I said, okay, I will come there. I went in that place. And the moment that I went in that place, there were like hundreds of young people crying to the Lord and asking the Lord to bless their lives and to bless our city, to bless our nation. And they were praying 1 hour, 2 hours. small breaks, 1 hour, 2 hours again. In that moment, I understand that prayer is not just something that is coming from me to God, but it's something that is coming from me to God, from God to me, and together. Hallelujah. The results of that movement, it was that in the last 10 years, they were baptized 1,000 people. The results of that movement is that my life was completely changed, and I received the call of God to be a missionary. The results of that movement, it was that many young people, they were called in the ministry, and some of them became pastors, some of them became missionaries, some of them became singers, and all of that. How that start? So I'm going to speak about the first issue that I believe we have in these days. It's about hunger. The first issues that I find in my life, it's about hunger for prayer, hunger for His presence. So the Matthew 5:6, Jesus says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled." What's happening in that time in Bucharest, and I would like to happen in this morning, this here, it was that all these people, they understood that they must be hungry for the presence of God. If it's something that we like today and to speak about, it's about hunger for the presence of God. Prayer, it's something that we must be hunger for it. Prayer is not just information. If prayer is just information, then I want to ask you something very simple. Why you believe that God, which He knows everything, He knows everything, He is everywhere, and nothing is hidden by the face of God, why you believe that He will need I to inform Him about something that He already knows? Why God needs that? Did He need my information? Oh Lord, I need bread. I already know that. Oh Lord, save someone. Oh Lord, bless the church. Oh Lord, prayer contain information, but they are not just information. Second, emotions. Do prayer, when I pray, I feel the emotions, I feel emotion, I feel love, I feel peace, I feel joy. Can I say that prayer is that just that joy? No way. But what is prayer? Prayer, first of all, it's experience. It's experience with God. We can measure our prayers in the time. Say we pray 1 hour, we pray 3 hours, we pray 5 hours. But most important is that what we experience in prayer. So hunger, this is the issues that we need. And this is the issues that we face in prayer. And one of the things that God has spoke to me one day, He said to me, "Ask me to put hunger in your soul for my presence." You know why? Because when we are hungry in our spirits for the presence of God, when we are hungry, we're going to devote ourselves to prayer. We're going to devote ourselves to spend time in the presence of God. But when we are hungry for the presence of God, the prayer is never a hard work. I remember someone saying, a friend of mine, he was saying, I asked him about some brothers and asked where they are. And he says, they are at the prayer conference. And he was saying to me, poor of them, I'm so merciful for them. I say, why? They are at the prayer conference. It's so hard. Brothers and sisters, as long as we see the prayer a work, as long as I'm seeing the prayer a work, when I'm going to go to pray, again, I'm going to be tired. But when I look at the prayer and I'm hungry for it, I'm seeing like experience with God, it's totally different picture. I was one time in Chire, and I spoke with an Albanian friend of mine about Jesus. And he didn't want to hear. And I asked the Lord, Jesus, what's happening with this man? Why he don't want the gospel? Why? And the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and God spoke to me. Because he believed that the gospel, it's tireful like his own religion. What do you mean, Lord? People, they think that the gospel, the prayer, the Christian faith, I'm saying from other religion, it's tired for like the own religion. Brothers and sisters, prayer, it's giving us rest. It's giving to us rest when we have this experience. But coming back to hunger, hunger starts with discipline. Paul, he was saying, day and night. Wesley, he was sent to me a tablet about praying, you know, praying for the Muslim world in this time being the Ramadan. And I look over it and I say, that's a good idea. Because that is discipline. That is remembering to us. Prayer is starting with a discipline. And we must to have this discipline in our lives, but in the same time to be flexible. What do I mean by this? We have the discipline, but not falling down under the law. That means our discipline is something that helps us to be organized. Hunger is something which can be developed inside of every believer who understands the reality through the revelation of God. Hunger is based on our need for God and His presence. There are two types of realities. Brothers and sisters, there are two types of realities. It's the reality that we see. It's the reality that we see. It's what we see around us. Yesterday, I was speaking with someone from Macedonia, and he was sharing to me about the situation here, about this, about that. That's the reality that he's seeing. Okay? But is the true reality is what God sees. So, to be powerful in prayer and to be hunger for prayer, we must to look forward for the true reality. You know what is the true reality? It's what God is seeing. What God is seeing in Macedonia. What God is seeing in my life. What God is seeing in your life. That is the true reality. Yesterday, I was preaching there in the church in Serbia, and I was speaking about Joseph. Joseph and the reality and how God worked in his life. And there it was a brother from an Iranian man, and he was saying like this, all the week I was facing myself with these questions. I am really valuable before God? Did God really forsake me? Did God really still loves me? I'm here with my family. I have no place to go. I have no place to sleep. I have no money. And did God really loves me? You know? And that's the reality that is given by the circumstances. Because he was saying, I have nothing here. Did God really love me? That's the reality that you are seeing. And then yesterday, God was speaking to his life. That God has a big purpose. Maybe the circumstances that we are facing sometimes, they are speaking to us something else. But when we know what God speaks to us, when we know the reality that is given by God, when we know what He is doing in our lives, that's the most important thing. Because that is the only one that will be fulfilled. You know, hunger. Hunger for the presence of God. The real problem is this. Many people, they are hunger for the presence of God. But they don't understand how to define that. They don't understand how to define that. Listen, you have some problem in your body and you go to the doctor and you think you have diabetes and you think maybe you are sick and you think maybe you have something else and you think maybe you have a flu. You think thousands of things, thousands of diagnostics. That's the problem with the cars. Take your car and go to mechanics here in Macedonia. You're going to have 10 diagnostics. I have done that in Romania. Don't do it. Please pray about it. They will gonna come people saying, your car has this, your car has that, your car has that. Listen, in our lives, we have a hunger, but we don't know how to define it. And you know what we do? Sometimes, in the world I'm speaking, there are people, they have that hunger and they try to fill that hunger with the sin. And they are doing sin. And they are trying drugs. And they are trying alcohol. And they are trying everything. And at the end of the story, they are still not satisfied. We, like believers, maybe we don't go in that direction because God has already take us from there. But we have a hunger, and sometimes we try to feed our hunger. Sometimes, I don't know, we try to feed our hunger with a vacation, nice vacation. And we're going to say, we'll be better. We need a nice vacation. We need. We want to fill our hunger sometimes with information. And we're going to go and we're going to study and we're going to do studying and theology. That's great. It's good. It's good. Okay. We're going to feed our hunger with all different, sometimes, many times, good things. But the real story is that that hunger, it will not leave from you until you are not staying in the presence of God. And there is the prayer coming. The word of God, the word of God is touching the intellect. The spirit of God is touching our souls. But the presence of God is filling our spirits. To be filled, you must stay in the presence of God. You must stay in the presence of God. Because in the presence of God, you'll be filled. And you must be hungry. May the Lord help us with that. Amen. And I want today to ask from the Lord, Lord, make me hungry. And help me. When you make me hungry, hey, I don't want to go in some places. I don't want to read the book. I don't want to do anything else. I want to bow my knees and I want to stay in your presence and to wait in your presence because you are coming and you are fulfilling my life. This is very important point. To understand that in prayer, your soul gets filled. Second, we need healthy relations and confessing our sins. Therefore, 23, we read here in the Jacob, therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift in the front of the altar. First, go and reconcile it for them. Then come and offer your gift in the Matthew. Brothers and sisters, relationships, they are very important. They are very important. All of us, we're facing conflicts. Maybe here, there is someone here that will say, I have no conflict. Maybe. I don't know. All of us, we face conflicts. Relationships around us, amongst us, it's very important point to have a powerful prayer life. Relationships. Second, relationships in the family. I discovered in my life that if I want to have a powerful prayer life, I must have a powerful relationship with my wife. I must love my wife and I must serve my wife and to love her like Christ loved the church. And when I'm doing that, and I'm going to pray, there is powerful freedom. There is powerful freedom in our family, in our prayer life, when we love our families more than everything. Loving the family, loving the relationship, wife and husband, is very powerful. Relationships amongst us. I hear stories. I have friends. Maybe I was sometimes like that. We are looking forward to have a good relationship with God. But amongst us, we must have a relationship, fill it with love and forgiveness. So the Bible says, if you go and bring your gift, but you know something is going on between you and some brother, go better. Get the relationship done with him. Ask forgiveness. Brothers and sisters, there are sometimes the word forgive me, people say it's very hard to use. Forgive me. Because that means you too humble. Forgive me. It's very hard word to use for many people. But we must be able to recognize ourselves. It was a moment in my life. And I want to be very honest with you. That someone come to me and says like this. Nick, all of us, we do mistakes. When you do a mistake, you say something. Don't find the arguments to defend yourself, but recognize and say, I have done this, forgive me please. That was a lesson that really changed my life. Listen, all of us, we do mistakes. I to come before my brother and to humble myself and say, forgive me. That doesn't make me weaker. That makes me stronger. Forgiveness is very important. Healthy relationships. between us. That's very important. Confess our sins. Confession of the sin. And I put here something very important. The sin and the fear of confession, it's a stronghold which can bring us to religion, not to relationship with the living Father. Not to the relationship with the living Father. The unconfessing sin. You know why the people, they don't want to confess their sin? I will tell you very simple, because they want to repeat it again. We want to repeat it again. That's the reason. Hey, it's not very hard. I have in my life a brother, not from here, don't worry. So I'm speaking weekly with this brother, and we confess to each other our sins. Listen here. Find a person to confess your weaknesses. First of all, confess to God. Confess to the Lord. Second point, because each day, if we are honest and we go deep in ourselves, each day we may do some sins. Either thinking, either saying, either pride, either something, either we go many times, one of the most common sins, we don't wait in the Lord to reveal His will, we go forward and we do the things from our hands, from our head, and that is independence. That's a sin that we don't speak. To be independent, to don't wait the God's voice, to don't wait in His presence, to do the things for your glory. We don't speak about good things for our glory. We all the time, we praise the people doing good things. But do you know that is very important, the motivation, which is... It's very important, the motivation, of what you're doing, why you're doing for what you're doing. Why, which is the reasons? Is the glory of God? Is the Father revealed to you His will? Or just your doing? So that's very important. That's a sin that we don't speak many times. But, coming back, confess your sin. After we confess our sin, the Bible says that God is taking our sin and He is casting them in one sea. Which is the name of that sea? Forgetting. God don't remember anymore our sins. But it's coming someone which know them, and that's the devil. Brothers and sisters, I met people and I saw that. They were saying things that happened in their lives, you know, many years. Many years. And either can happen in our lives that we remember, and sometimes we still feel guilty. I want to say you something. When the blood of Jesus is washing your sin, He is really doing that. And when the enemy is coming with that sin to remember to you, after you confess it, after you leave it aside, after you start your powerful life with Jesus, you must rebuke the enemy and to push him back, saying that the blood of Jesus has washed my sins. That the blood of Jesus has made me new. Amen. Because if our heart is not pure, but when we confess our sin, the Holy Spirit, God Almighty, He is purifying our hearts, and we receive a new identity, and we are new in Christ, and we are holy by His presence. So having that heart, having that conscience that it's clean, it, you have power to pray. You have power to pray because you are in you. The Spirit of God is upon your life. Then your prayers, they have power. But what the enemy is doing, he's trying to keep the sin in our lives through unconfession or through unbelief. Through unbelief. You know, people, some theologian people, they were saying like, if Judah, he was confessing his sin and he was coming to Jesus, Jesus will forgive him. Peter, he betrayed Jesus 3 times. But he come back to Jesus. He come back and he confessed his pain, his sin. And then God took Peter and used him in a powerful way. He confessed his sin. There is a lot of power when we confess our weaknesses. So this is very important. If we want to have a powerful prayer life, we must be ready to keep healthy relationships and to confess our sin. That's very simple. And when you confess your sin to the Lord, if you find someone, very important. The Bible says confess to each other sins. I'm not saying going to everyone. I know other perspective, people going to everyone. No. You find someone worthy to be trusted, and you confess your weaknesses, and God will give you grace. That's very important. Okay. The last thing, we need to understand the level of engaging in prayer. In the book of Ephesians 6, 18, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kind of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Wow. Different with all kinds of prayers. So there is kind different prayers. Yes. First, intercessory prayer. Look at this prayer. What do you think about this prayer? Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 4. When I heard these things, I sat down and I wept for some days. I mourned and I fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. Some days? Are you kidding me? Yeah. Nehemiah? He was in top position. He was very near to the king. He was in a high position in the government of that country. And the Bible says, he go for some days and he wept and he cried before the Lord and he sit down. What kind of prayer is that that is keeping some days? We have prayer hours. We have 10 minutes prayer. We have 5 minutes prayer. We have fast prayer. Fast prayer. Some people say it's like, hey, just think about God on the way that you're driving and don't close your eyes. Brothers and sisters, sit down and cry for days. What kind of prayer is that? You know something? When I'm in Romania, I pray in a way. And I touch the heaven easier. When I'm in Macedonia, I need a double time. I need a double time. Believe me something. We need different kind of prayers for different kind of requests, for different kind of activities. You see, there is a different kind of level of prayer. We most of the time, we just say prayer, prayer, prayer. Just one word. Oh, we just pray. What we experience in prayer? What God is giving us in prayer? We pray for salvation of the Muslims. Yes, that's powerful prayer. That's a different level of prayer. That requests a different level of dedication. We are praying for leading the worship. Praise God. That's a different kind. That is different kind of prayer that need a different kind of interpretation of different kind of organization. Because that's the worship. That's the power of God coming. You are praying for preparing a message. If I'm praying for preparing a message, I'm praying for the church. I'm not praying for other people. I'm praying for the church. You are praying directly there. But this really touched my heart. And I want to share one brief experience. And with this, I'm coming in to finish the message. I had in my life, last year, I had in the September, October, a time of experience this, prayer. And praying and putting time aside to pray for a couple of weeks. Then after this prayer, I experienced something in my life, a renew in my spirit. I was filling with joy. I was filling with hope. God speak to me. Then, nothing like, you know, totally like to say like something happened like amazing, like boom, like that. After a couple of months, that was happening in October. In March, God start to open some doors and he moved some things. He start to open some doors that I knew that were like, no way. And then I asked the Lord. I say, Lord, in this time, you know, I don't know, I have not done something, you know, special. How did you open these doors, you know? And the Lord speak to me that time of prayer, that it was in October, September, October, God has given me the answer in March. Listen here. When you saw, the Bible says, that when we put something, a seed in the earth, one day we're going to catch, we're going to reap, we're going to take it, right? This is very, very profound in prayer the same. If you look now in your life and you put a time of prayer, praying to the Lord. Maybe not this month, maybe next month, maybe the other month, but will come a time that you're gonna take what you put today in prayer. That is something that I understand in my life. When you put something, when you give your time to experience God and to bring to the Lord some things, He will give to you. Look at Daniel. Daniel, he was praying. And the Bible says that after 21 days, the angel of Gabriel came to him. And he was saying, Daniel, from the first day, I listen to your prayers. But your big spiritual warfare. So now, I come to you. Brothers and sisters, that's very powerful and powerful experience that we can learn from this. Praying is never wasting a time. When you pray, keeping these principles, first, be hungry. Understand that you need Him. Second, have good relationships. Family around you. Confess your sin. Third point, you must know for what you are praying and to wait in God His answer. If we do all the just three things, very simple, I believe we're going to experience a powerful revival in our lives and around us. In our lives and around us. And I pray today, may the Lord bless us, may the Lord bless you, and may His grace to be upon us. Amen. Amen. Amen.
There we go. Sins. May we forget the
Please be seated. Thank you, worship team, Amanda, Barry, Stephen. Yes, you can give a round of applause if you like. And thank you, Nick, for your another wonderful message. And if you're from the US, happy Mother's Day.
Yes.
We don't want to forget that. So please, let's bow our heads in prayer. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of children and infants, you have established praise. Though the infinite wisdom of your gospel is thought foolishness to the wise of this world, we believe it is the power of God for salvation for all who believe. Yet you have made the gospel simple enough that children and infants can understand it. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Grant us the understanding of your wisdom. Give us the mind of Jesus Christ. As we fix our hearts and our minds upon you now, pour out your tangible presence upon us. May we experience you more. Open the eyes of our understanding. Let our ears be on the same wavelength, so your lambs would hear you when you speak. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we may know you more. And I pray also that the eyes of our hearts may be enlightened in order that we may know the hope, the steadfast and sure hope to which you have called us heavenward, the glorious riches of the inheritance in the saints, and his incomparable great power for us who believe. Teach us your truth so that we may live it out before your presence. Reveal to us your might, your power, and your majesty. Elevate our minds above the temporary and meaningless concerns of this earth. Transport us into your heavenly realms. Let us pause, reflect, and gaze upon your beauty. Heal our broken hearts, O Lord. Soften our stiff necks. Bind up our wounds. Pour in the oil of the Holy Spirit. Tear down the high walls. Smash down our barriers. Heal the hurt, the pain. Remove all the pretense and penetrate our rebellion and our religion. Dissipate the charade that our pride may dissolve and lead us into repentance. We need you, O God. We're desperate without you. Pour in your oil. Heal us, our Redeemer and our King. Replenish us with your love, with your Spirit, with your truth. Let your streams of living water flow within our inner beings. Let our cup overflow. Cleanse us, refresh us, refill us. Have your way in us. May we yield to you, O God, our Redeemer. May your will be done. Give us a hunger and thirst for prayer and communion with the living God. Teach us how to pray. Let us live our lives as if prayer does really matter. Let us worship as if prayer really matters. Let us not grow weary in this task. Let us believe that being the best thing we can do is not to act first, but to pray first. Let prayer be our first instinct rather than our last resort. Let it be instrumental in who we are and all we do. Let us as a church pray. Let us as we gather in corporate prayer and worship, let us pray. Let us pray in the week. Let us pray at work and when we go about our family life, when we meet with our friends, when we have times of personal devotion. May we continually talk to you, our Daddy. Glorious Father, help us to pray more. Help us to make a priority of prayer. And help us to see and celebrate when you answer our prayers. Give us the confidence that prayer matters. Not because we found the right formula, not because we've said the right words, but because we know you are God and you're our Abba Father and we're your children, brothers and sisters. Let us pray boldly. Let us pray confidently. Let us pray constantly. Let us storm the gates of heaven through our prayers. And let us pray until the day of Christ returns. Father, we offer you thanks for each person you've brought here this morning. I pray a rich blessing over everyone in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that you would comfort them as many have left families, homes, relatives, and friends behind. And I pray that our relationships with each other here would be deep and they would be meaningful. And I pray that we would join in the life of this church, become involved and deploy our gifts and our talents right here for the good of your people and for the glory of your almighty name, Jesus. For we want to know and fully understand and really comprehend what matters, so that we may live pure and blameless lives, seasoned with salt, radiant with light, planted like the cedars in Lebanon, whose leaves are green even in old age. We ask this for your kingdom and for your glory. And the church says, amen. 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 God bless you. During the next song, we can worship the Lord with our tithes and offerings. If you're a visitor here, please feel free to let the basket pass you by. But if this is your home, please give generously so the church can fulfill the good works that Jesus Christ has prepared in advance for us to do. God bless you, because God loves a cheerful giver.
Also, during this last song, I would encourage you to just revel and bask in God's love for you, whether you sing or don't, whether you stand or don't. You know, the most quoted verse of Scripture, John 3:16, is about God's love for us. And let that just wash over you in these moments.
Oh,
A few announcements, and we're nearly done. And we'll close with a benediction. So we have a prayer meeting on Tuesday evenings at MacHop between 6 and 7. We would love it if you could join us there. No pressure. But there's something very powerful when the body of Christ comes together and prays in unity. And the enemy of our souls will do everything to stop that from happening. He'll make us busy. He'll make us tired. Because when brothers agree in unity, it commands a blessing. It commands a blessing. And where two or three are gathered, what is bound on earth is bound in heaven. And there's something very powerful there. So join us on Tuesday evenings if you're able. I don't want this to be a guilt trip. Just come and enjoy the presence of the Lord and pray with us if you're able. We have the men's prayer breakfast on Thursday morning in the Irish pub on the quay. Come and join us for food, friendship and fellowship. That'll be great. Home groups. We have home groups going on around the city. If you're not in a home group and would like to be in a home group, come and talk to us after. If you want to start a home group, come and talk to us after. During the month of June, we have a baptism planned. I'm just going to press this slide because I made it. And it took me a long time. There we go. We've got three people that we're going to baptize in June. Praise the Lord. Three people already. If you've been baptized, great. If you haven't, come and talk to us. If your children haven't been baptized, come and talk to us. And after that, we're going to have a barbecue. We're going to do this in Matka. That icy snow melting down from the mountain. Dead to sin and alive to Christ. Woof! That'll wake you up. And we're going to have a barbecue afterwards. It'll be a fabulous day. So please join us if you're able. We've spoken a lot about prayer today. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ forgives all our sins. We understand that and we accept that wonderful revelation of truth. But the Bible says he also heals all our diseases. Are you ill? Are you sick? The Bible tells us that if you call the elders of the church, they will anoint you with oil. And a prayer of faith will make that sick person well. But you have to ask. So if you're sick, come and talk to us. It would be a privilege and a pleasure to stand alongside you and anoint you with oil in the name of Jesus Christ and rejoice in the healing that he may give you. Let us close with this benediction. And it comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 13. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and forevermore. And the church said,
amen.
Amen. Please hang around and join us for coffee if you're able. Sorry, Amanda.
What?
It's the last day for the Lydia baby bottle campaign.
I forgot.
So if you haven't filled your bottles and you want to give to Lydia, there's a big giant baby bottle at the back, and I'm sure it'd be happy with notes and not just coins. So thank you for that. Yes. God bless you, and thank you for everybody making this service possible.
Joseph's input. I thought I had an outlet on here. I don't have a normal outlet. I thought I had... No, there's nothing. I didn't bring a cord.
Nope. Yeah, that's true. I've got it on my iPad, too. Yeah, that's a good point.
She's tearing down.
Thank you.
Which isn't a good plan, but that's kind of a... So we know, get that back to God.
Yeah.
needs one more cable in there.
Get the wireless mic. Yeah,
shame, but we got it. It's really nice.
Where's this guy go? This goes with Martin.
Here we go.